Def Jam Records' first release was the recording debut of a 16-year-old named LL Cool J. He went on to make several consecutive platinum records. He starred in the sitcom In the House and has appeared in several films. He's in the film Water, which will open the Toronto Film Festival next month. I spoke with LL Cool J in 1997 after the publication of his memoir. When he was a boy, he and his mother moved in with his grandparents in Queens, New York, after his mother left her violent husband. When LL Cool J was just 11, his grandparents bought him 2 turntables and a mixer so he could make demo tapes at home. His first hit, I Need a Beat, grew out of one of those home tapes. Let's hear it. Well, I think your grandmother gave you an ultimatum when you were in high school. Either you stay in school or you get out of the house.
She did.
So you ended up leaving the house, and you say you were homeless for a couple of weeks, and you slept on the trains for a while until...
Yeah, I did.
Didn't you have any money yet?
No, I didn't. Actually, what happened was I recorded my first song. It did okay. And after I stopped doing the shows, I didn't have any income. So I had no money. I remember getting a room in Brooklyn that was $40 a week and struggling to keep it, you know, because it was just so hard to, you know, pay that $40 a week. And we had, you know, a bathroom that everybody in the brownstone shared, but it was real tough. So no, the finances didn't really come until the first album.
Okay.
And even then, I didn't know what to do with the money. So it was, you know, it's kind of a strange paradox. You know, I started, you know, doing different things and doing different shows, but because of the people that I was involved with and the people that were involved with my financial and economic life, I didn't, and myself, of course, I didn't benefit, you know, greatly from, you know, the money that was generated.
You had, like, the first big rap ballad, I Need Love. What made you think of doing a rap ballad?
I think that, for me, I always looked at rap music as a way to express, a vehicle to express my feelings and my emotions. You know, coming from a abusive childhood, rap music was a thing that helped me to feel empowered. It helped me to kind of feel a sense of power and a sense of self-worth that I wasn't feeling at home or wasn't feeling when I wasn't involved with rap music. So this art was an escape for me. I Need Love was just another expression of that. I was 17, 18 years old, and I really felt like I needed love. I felt like love was important. Being, you know, having gone through all the things that I had gone through. And I never looked at it as an opportunity to humble myself. I never looked at it as a chance to do something soft or sensitive. I just looked at it as a way to express my emotions on an artistic level. So I did what I really felt.
Well, this is LL Cool J, I Need Love.
When I'm alone in my room, sometimes I stare at the wall, and in the back of my mind, I hear my conscience call, telling me I need a girl who's as sweet as a dove. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, 'cause I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true. Holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering I love you and I'll always be here. Although I often reminisce, I can't believe that I found a desire for true love floating around inside my soul, because my soul is cold. One half of me deserves to be this way till I'm old, but the other half needs affection and joy and the warmth that is created by a girl and a boy. I need love.
LL Cool J recorded in 1987, I Need Love, and he's my guest, and he also has a new book, which is called I Make My Own Rules. Now, you know, it's interesting. You say in your book that there was a period of your career that when you were on tour, the tours were more like whoring. That, you know, that there was just like so much sex whoring. You were having with, you
it was
know.
A lot of whoring.
Yeah, with women waiting for you backstage and everybody wanted you. And I think, you know, that some of the rappers, and you're probably in this category, became so famous so quick, so young, and were so unused to having money and fame and admiration and all of that, that they just went wild.
You know what I really think? I think that it goes above and beyond. I don't think that this is a cultural issue or an economic issue, because I think that whether you're white, black, Asian, Latin, all musicians go through this. I think that especially ones that come in young, whether you're a rock musician or, you know, a reggae musician or a soul singer, I think it's just one of those things that comes with the territory. Unless you had someone to kind of steer you in a different direction.
And I guess you didn't have that.
Not at that point, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you expect in several years to hear from women who say that you're the father of their children? You know, to have those kind of celebrated lawsuits?
You're not going to send me one, are you?
Me? No.
All right.
That was not the motivation behind the question.
I know. I'm just teasing with you. No, I tried to be as responsible as I could in terms of things like that. And I hope that never happens. And, you know, what else can I say? You know, I've thought about it, though. It's definitely went across my mind a few times. Like, man, I wonder if somebody's going to come up to me with, like, 10-year-old triplets talking about,
right.
Yeah, this is Eeny, Meeny, and Miney. And they're your kids. And I want to check.
Eeny, Meeny, and Miney, Jay. LL Cool J recorded in 1997.